Guys, it's the Rex Factor, it's coming at you, but first, here's Ungravitify.
Thank you.
Gravity there, by a young man named Cashel, as I believe it ended up being an exclusive reveal accidentally on Sonic City, that he was the artist who sung that particular track. Ungravity 5, of course, being the title track of Sonic Riders Zero Gravity, a game that will be out, I would say, looking at maybe Q3, late Q2 next year. Yes, hi! Wow, it's been absolutely ages since I've done one of these. I mean, I think I might have recorded some extra bits of audio for the last episode, which was episode 214, which is the second AUK guest compilation. However, in terms of actually doing a proper show, that would have been recording for 213, the first compilation, and that was way back in October. My goodness me. October! Damn. Yes, this is it. It's the last episode of Radio Redux for... we're starting it like we finished. We're finishing like we started. With mistakes and mumbling and a whole heap of gosh darn it fun. Oh-ho! I've been busy at Sega. I'm there on a permanent basis now. That's kind of fun. It's also kind of frustrating, as has been proven, but we got Sonic City Live, and that's been going down very well. Got some news relating to that in the new year, perhaps. Big things happening, big things behind the scenes. Also, what else? This is difficult, you see. What can I tell you? What can't I tell you? Oh, it's all crazy. We had a special Christmas treat on Sonic City, a two-part Christmas treat. It was going to be a three-part Christmas treat, but the content management system decided it was going to be a bit of a Scrooge, a bit of a bar humbug, and actually everyone else left. If you read the blog, Nick, which is the Sonic blog, then you'll know exactly that I was there for a minor age, more than everyone else in the office. Yeah, so that wasn't that much fun. But we had obviously this track, which is like I said, was the main theme for Sonic Riders Zero Gravity, and also the theme for the level Megalo Station, which is called Through Traffic, which you might have heard on one of the trailers that went up on Sonic FM, which is of course the Sonic City audio player. Seems like, hang on, I'm about to take my headset off and back on a minute. Hang on, there we go. I might be a bit louder now. Always the mic adjustment. It's tradition on Radio Redux, always the mic adjustment. So it was that. And then we had a world exclusive, and I do mean that, a world exclusive, that I actually managed to get with a lot of fighting. It had to be said. Some people needed convincing, but I convinced them. With a pickaxe. No, not really. But I convinced them with diplomacy and tact, and look, just give it to me. And that was the main theme. We got to premiere the main theme of Sega Superstar Tennis. You won't be hearing it on this show, because it's all internal only at the moment. So yeah, you won't be hearing any of that music. The reason you can hear Sonic Riders Zero Gravity theme, when that game was coming out about, I don't know, 5-6 months probably after Sega Superstar Tennis, was because of an incident involving the Sonic Riders Zero G site, which I cannot comment on at this time, but needless to say, it was noted. It was what happened, and the people who are in the Sonic forums, etc., and Sega forums know this. What happened was noticed. It was noticed by me, and I acted in the best interests of everything, which led to, well, first of all, I downloaded all the stuff. I'm no mug. Rex isn't going to lose out to these things, you know. It's end of the day, bottom line, I'm still here for you guys, okay? I'm your guy. I might work for them, but I'm your guy. So, Rex wasn't going to lose out, so I downloaded all the stuff that had been discovered. needless to say, the stuff that was discovered, again, I'm not going to comment on this unless you, if you don't know about it, at least not commenting on directly, the stuff that was discovered, I was not too pleased about it being discovered, I must say, mainly due to the fact that it completely ballsed up any plan that I had been writing, and as I had been writing, in order to get you guys, well, get certain exclusives for Bloik City, and that's just annoying. It really was annoying. But, end of the day, as I said to a certain branch of the company, this is what you get for having sequentially numbered URLs. Anyway. Anyway, that's that all done. So basically we had the SST main theme. Like I said, that's up now on Sonic FM. It's number 27, if my memory serves me. And that's followed by the 2.0G themes. We also got an article off of Richard Jakes. I have been busy behind the scenes speaking with Richard, and he's agreed to do a series of composer blogs promoting Sega Superstars Tennis and talking about his work involved in the music. Now, it has to be said, I'm not sure if it was said in the thing, Richard has not remixed every track, okay? Some of the music is original. Unfortunately, those tracks that he didn't remix do include the Sonic tracks, so there will be no Jakesified, if I can say that, Jakesified remix of Green Hill Zone. Now, I was absolutely devastated by that, I must say. I was well upset. But he's done all the main music, done all the instrumental bits and all the fanfares and what have you, and some other music as well. Now, that doesn't are remixes. I cannot tell you what these are at this time. Needless to say, these are also lined up when they are officially announced. When these are officially announced, we will then be going on and revealing these exclusively on Sonic City as well, which is kind of groovy, if I do say so myself. And considering it's me that's arranged it, I do. So, I'll tell you what, this, unfortunately, do you remember last year, guys, we had this, at the beginning of the series, even, I got a nice new headset for Christmas from my dad, and unfortunately, the new headset has lasted exactly a year, and it's broken, and the mic keeps sort of moving into my mouth, to the point where it's actually in my mouth, so yeah, apologies for all this creaking of plastic and spiking and what have you, and it's very annoying, and I know I'm fading in and out because I can see it from the blimmin' cool edit display, but ow, fiddlesticks. Yeah, I say fiddlesticks, so what? Okay, so yeah, Rex Factor time. If you don't know what the Rex Factor is, shame on you! I've been advertising it on Sonic Rex for God knows how long. Last year we had it was a competition. Basically, Echo Hawk was whinging at me a lot, in that way of hers. I'm so in trouble now. When she came over here, and she's going to do karaoke and what have you, and she had this wonderful idea of dragging Dreadnoughts me out for karaoke and basically having a karaoke contest. Now, I thought, what an excellent idea. While secretly thinking, oh my god. And, to save you, coming over here again, and just for this, and wasting a lot of time that could be spent in other ways, which are much more entertaining, and don't involve singing at all, I said, no, let's do this as an end of the series thing. Now, we have the eternal thing of explaining to all the Americans what I mean by the end of the series. This does not mean really Redux is ending full stop. It's the end of the season. It's the end of the season. In the 2007 season, incidentally, while I'm on the subject, I need some artwork for the 2008 cover. So if anyone has any ideas or would like to volunteer their services, particularly if they're extremely talented, I did ask Mr. Darkspeed, but unfortunately he's far too busy with his very successful comic, which he sent me a copy of as well, and it is absolutely fantastic. Even my mum liked it, so that's good. My mum's generally a bit sort of on sort of things like that, so yeah, even she liked it. So there we go, Elson. Fantastic, mate. But yeah, I need some artwork. So if you want to volunteer your services, I can offer you exactly nothing in terms of pay. But yes, that's the deal. So yes, we've got this competition, Rex Factor competition. Last year it was just the brothers Jocelyn, Rory and Sven, aka Roy Black and Dreadnux, of course. The ubiquitous Echo Hawk. I know he's normally a ubiquitous T-Bird, don't I? But no, the ubiquitous Echo Hawk, who sung, I'm believing myself. You heard all the tracks. And there was me. Now, who sung Escape from the City. I say sung. It was like wailed. Wailed in a sort of way that kind of fitted the tune. But nevertheless, we had three judges. One of which was Demix, the webmaster of Sonic Style. He's one of our judges this time round as well. We also had T-Bird. Did T-Bird judge? No, T-Bird didn't judge. Or did T-Bird judge? Yes, T-Bird did judge. Sorry, I'm getting a bit confused. T-Bird did judge last year. He was one of our judges. And the third judge was actually, in a big surprise, Sega. Sega came, representative of Sega, Romney Broad, who was my predecessor. And this new job of mine, which is very good indeed, and very well paid, as I found out last month. yeah, he actually judged them as well, and we had a sort of half votes, half a voting system, which was done on Sonic Rex, which is sort of happening this time, but only for the All Stars. I'll get to that in a second. And half of the votes were voted by us in a technical consent. Now, this time round, I decided to make it a bit more open. In that, lots of people wanted to join who aren't big names, and then there are big names who wanted to join. And I was not going to sing this year on the basis that as you all know, I can't sing, full stop. I can try and disguise it by singing as other characters. But even Vector goes a bit after a while, and I'm very rusty on Vector. Oh, good God. Espio's no problem. I'm not singing this year, because you all made a fuss last year because I had the cheek to win, which, bearing in mind you guys voted for half the marks, was a bit off. So you voted, and you made me win, and Dreadnux lost. He was doing it in a jokey way, but unfortunately everyone was too busy distracted by his "I dream my own delight all over you" line, from his version of Dreams Dreams, and he came last and he had to do the forfeit. Now, last year there was a prize in that all the losers, we don't make no bones about this on Radio Redux and the Rex Facts, you know. It's always, they're a runner-up. Oh, they're a participant. No, not they lost. You weren't good enough, you lost. Sorry, Timmy, you're not going to the fair this year. You didn't get enough marks on your singing. No, I'm afraid we'll have to take the dog instead of you. Yes, why don't you sleep in his kennel while you're there? I'm sorry, Timmy. We're not even your real parents. And there was a as the winner of the wooden spoon, which was not provided, there was a forfeit, and there's the same forfeit this year, in that the forfeit is that you have to sing the DK rap. Now, last year, rather this year, when Sven got round to it, which was about 6 months later, he tried to sing it whilst his music was being played about 200 miles away. And it didn't work because it was all out of sync. It was on one of the tea time shows. I'm sure it was I'm sure it's featured on one of the compilations somewhere. And it was bad. It was really bad. So I'll be providing the actual music this time and the lyrics and to the loser, and they will have to sing the DK rap and send it back to me, and it will then be played on one of the following radio releases. This year, getting onto the subject in hand, there's lots going on. So we've got this. It's more open because I wanted more people. I wanted more people to get into and these. These people are the all-comers. These are general people. They're people you might well know. In some instances, they're sort of quite well-known names within the Sonic community. They'll be singing various songs. I got my act together this year and actually provided you with instrumentals so you could use those. And we've got an interesting little mix. An interesting little mix of these people. In fact, there's quite a few. I think there's 13. There's 13 of these all-comers. We're going to blast through these pretty quick. After a bit of a music... After a bit of a proper music break. And... then there's the what I termed the all-stars. Now, we lost an all-star, unfortunately. Echo was going to participate this year. But, crikey. Sorry, a very, very large lorry just went past and actually shook the house. Which, bear in mind, it's attached to three other houses. It's quite impressive. yeah, so we've got the All-Star competition, which, say, Echo was going to be a part of. Unfortunately, had to go off and have some dentistry work before various health insurances ran out. And which did involve prodding in her face. And unfortunately it was far too numb and swollen by the time it came around to recording and rather deadlines and things for actually her to be able to sing, which is a big shame. It's a big shame. But next year, eh? Next year. We did have a late entrant to the All-Star competition, this extended All-Star competition, in that it... order to facilitate greater links between our two communities, and because I've been dealing with them as well with Journey of Dreams, KnightsToDreams.com's very own singing admins, Trippy and Digi Valentine, have created this fantastic remix of Dreams by way of making up all the damage that Sven did last year. I sort of invited them along, and it's a favourite, actually. A lot of people thought that T-Bird, who was judged last year, is in it this year, was favourite, but no, this came along, and Even's favourite is Trippy and Digi. We've also got Violet in there, Ram the Dragon's in there. Ram the Dragon, of course, one of our Sonic Rex's biggest fans. She's in there, representing the representing South America as a continent and things. So then we've got Violet representing London. We've got Ram the Dragon representing South America. We've got who else is there? Well, we've got Sven and Rory representing their house in Southend. We've got T-Bird representing Northerners, Geordies. We've got an Anton Deck, and we've got Digi and Trippy representing Scotland. And who's the other one? There's another one somewhere. I've forgotten who it is. That's rather annoying. Oh, and Darkspeed. Sorry, Darkspeed. Darkspeed himself. Darkspeed did a very successful sort of remix, well, inclusion type thing of Dreams. And he's known for his singing as well as his comic ability and his writing. He's in this year as well. So he's representing Australasia. So we say, so that's even bigger. So yeah, there's all these continents. We need an African one, really. We need an African one. I personally think we should send Rory to Antarctica to be their sole representative. You can sing as a penguin next year. Yeah, so we've got all this coming up. It's a massive, massive show, as usual. Last show of the series. Oh, I've been talking for ages, haven't I? Right, let's get some music on and we'll get on with this, okay? Nick, so, what can I have? What can I have? What can I have? I'm sure there's something in here that's rather useful. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Bearing in mind, as I was saying about the Knights connection. Oh, what? Trying to get things to work. My computers are so slow now. It's quite scary. Bum 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 bum. Come on, work. Oh damn. Nothing works anymore. Nothing works. Come on, iTunes. You know you can. Come on. Come on, mate. Let's expand upon this Knights connection. Big hello is only to anyone from the Knights community, apart from Digi and Trippy, who are listening in to this first show. their first show, which happens to be the last show. And you're going to have to wait for ages for them to be another one. Right. So... we'll work on this connection. I hate, speaking of connections, this blooming headset's going to be annoying me all day. We're working on this connection. First up, let's have some music from Christmas Nights. Yay, Christmas Nights. First up, we'll have the Welcome to Christmas Nights theme, and after that we'll have the version of Puffy's music from Christmas Nights, specifically for Sonic vs. Robotnik, which was She Had Long Ears, of course. And that's coming up for you right now. Catch you in a bit. We'll be right back. there from Christmas Nights. Now, tradition dictates that I normally have some kind of nice beverage next to me, and the end of the series generally dictates that it's a very special beverage, even more special than normal. Unfortunately, I've been reduced to Diet Coke, because I've got no idea. I would love to have a bottle of Spitfire here, but I don't have one. So let's get on with this Rex Factor nonsense then, shall we? Right, so... Okay. From the top, I'm going to need to start up this laptop, aren't I? Because I can't remember any of the blooming tracks. Right. Let me sort out this one. While this is loading, we'll have the very first track that I do know of. And that's from Anime Girl. Now, Anime Girl is well known in various quarters as a Sonic fan. Come on, you're going to work for me, aren't you? Yes, there's a good laptop. There's a good laptop. I've been upgraded now. I've got a PC that works. Don't know what's happening with this laptop. I'm not going to ask. and she's actually done a version of... Oops. Can't be that short. Come on. That's not right. Yeah. Well, this is a version of Hikaru Michi, but... Oh, that's not fair. It cuts off! Oh, God. I'm going to have to download that now. I'll try and download it again. Oh, that's not right. That really annoys me. Okay. So we're not going to have that if it cuts off. Instead, we'll have... Oh, who's next on there alphabetically? It's Cold Dog. Cold Dog, you may know from No More Blue. Did you know we're not sponsored by No More Blue? sorry, guys. Yeah, somebody asked me the other day if you were going to do any more of this sort of sponsorship type thing. No. Not going to happen. Sorry. One time deal. Unless, of course, you offer me bazillions of pounds or two times bazillion dollars. Of course, because they. Yeah. Yeah, so Cold Dog's done a version of Supersonic Racing, which is, of course, from Sonic R. And here it is. It's Supersonic Racing Scratched CD Mix.
Come on, run away. You don't have to stay. We're nearly out of time. But you're doing fine. So stay on track. And don't look back. Just feel the pace. Come on now, race! Everybody supersonic racing. Gotta keep your feet right on the ground. When you're supersonic racing, there's no time to look around. You're just supersonic racing, burning to the point of no return. Everybody supersonic racing, come on, let the fires burn. Everybody, 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 everybody. Everybody, 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 supersonic racing. Gotta keep your feet right on the ground. When you're supersonic racing, there's no time to look around. You're just supersonic racing, running to the point of no return. Everybody supersonic racing. Come on, let the fire burn. Don't you know, we really have to go. to a place where you can feel my heart just race. Everybody supersonic racing, gotta keep your feet right on the ground. When you're supersonic racing, there's no time to look around. We're just supersonic racing, running to the point of no return. Everybody supersonic racing, come on, let the fires burn. Everybody, everybody, everybody. Everybody, 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 supersonic racing. Everybody, everybody.
Little dog here. Rex back here. Hello.
Supersonic racing. Everybody, 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 supersonic racing, supersonic racing.
Cold dog there. I'm busy trying to convince my PC to connect to the internet so we can find out what exactly happened to Anime Girl's version there. It might be that you have to download it another time to hear it, which is a big shame. But if there's some issue going on with it, then there's not much I can do about it. What's going to happen is, I never really explained it properly. I'm going to play all the tracks, or most of the tracks, at least if Anime Girl's one's missing. And you guys will have a think about this. And I will put up a poll with no flag attached that'll sit on SiteRex, and you'll be able to vote for the all-stars. You're not going to be able to vote on the all-comers. The all-comers will be chosen purely, and I do mean purely, on the judges' votes, because it's too much, otherwise too much. You will find out the results of all these in the new year, on the first of the new series. So you'll hear the winners one twice. I don't think you will hear the others twice. Cold dog there. A lot of people, I've noticed actually, have done my tactic from last year that seemed to win. That seemed to ensure that I won, which is to do the double lyric in instances. Do the backing vocals, or do the echo vocals, or do something like that. A lot of people have done that this year in several points throughout the competition, as you will see. Cold Dog there doing a sterling job with that. I think you were a bit you were thinking a bit too much about it there, Cold Dog. It was great, but I think you were getting a bit sort of a bit sort of aware that you were seeing it around. I think you were sort of it almost sounded like you were looking around. I mean, it's exactly the same problem that I had last year, in that I was worried that people could hear, which in the end you'd have to sort of let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. Lol, hang out, and just and go with it. But a very solid effort, our first one there. Now, are you going to work or not? Oh, I tell you what, the equipment in my house. Next one up, I've got my laptop on as well now. There is a vast array of machines in front of me, and it goes cold. Next one out is Crystal Dreams. Now, I've got absolutely no idea who Crystal Dreams is. Apologies, Crystal Dream. Your entry came completely out of the blue and surprised me. And I'm quite happy because it's a version of Dreams as an Absolution, which is something that Echo was going to sing. So here it is. It is Crystal Dream and Dreams of an Absolution. 54 Remix, or Remix 54, or one of those. Here it is.
Life, do you see what you need? All your troubles, are they what they say? Look around you, then you may realize all the creatures, all of the lies. And I might know why the future, but they used to control the past. Only you know if you were together, only you know if we shall last. The nightlife, do you still feel your pain? For the valor you waited and never came. If you were able, would you go change the past? Another faux pas with one last chance. And I might know why the future, but then you still control the past. Only you know if you meet together tonight. This every night I will save your life. An absolution. And every night I will make it right. And every night I will conjure you. But every night it just stays the same in my dream of an absolution. Life, do you see what you dream? All your triumph, all you'll never be. Look around you, then you may realize happiness lies in misery. And who knows what other future? We can all try to change the past. Only you know if you'll be together tonight. Cause every night I will save your life. And every night I will be with you. But every night it just stays the same in my dream of an absolution. And every night I will make it right. And every night I will come to you. But every night it just stays the same in my dream of an absolution. And you see, yeah, this is my dream.
hey, I really like that. I really like that indeed. Dreams and Absolution there by Crystal Dream. Reworking, of course, of Silver's theme from Sonic the Hedgehog 2006, which was performed by... who? Yes, Lee Brotherton, also now known, of course, as Bentley Jones. Now you've met Mr. Jones, etc. Yeah, he's very nice, is old Lee. Hopefully he'll be doing something next year as well for Sonic City. I know he's busy at the moment promoting and touring and rah rah rah. But yeah, hopefully he'll be doing something for us next year as well. I'm desperately trying. What's your password? You know my password. It was saved in the computer. Right, so I'm still fighting with this, so let's get on with it. Dan Dyer from SSTV is next. Now, where are you, Dan? The version of Live and Learn. Now, I'm not sure if this is the Live and... if Dan was the person who did the version of Live and Learn that somebody sent to me via YouTube, which I responded with, how on earth am I supposed to play a YouTube vid on this? No idea. This is not the way it works. So, and plus, I've got no proof that it's you. I've got no proof. It used to be somebody singing you on a YouTube and you taking credit for it. So there's no way I can do that. If you're listening and it wasn't Dan, unfortunately you missed out. But I did put on several times that could you send me an MP3, and unfortunately you didn't. So sorry about that. But you have to try next year if it wasn't you. Dan Dyer, of course, did the last episode of SSTV that we saw. He lives in Hastings. He was going to appear at the BirdCon event, but for some reason could not. But yeah, he's around. And that's who he is. And this is a version of Live and Learn, which is, of course, the main theme from Sonic Adventure 2. Dan Dyer, everyone.
Can you feel life moving through your mind? Ooh, heaven's not taking back for more. Yeah. Can you feel time living down your spine? Ooh, you try to ignore. Yeah. But you can hardly swallow your fears and pain. Well, you can't help but follow. Put you right back where you came. Live and learn, hanging on the edge of tomorrow. Live and learn from the words of yesterday. Live and learn, if you beg or if you borrow. Live and learn, you may never find your way. You up inside. Yeah. Now you're face down on the floor. Oh. But you can't save your sorrow. You've paid in trade. And you can't help but follow. Put you right back where you came. Hanging on the edge of tomorrow. Live and learn from the words of yesterday. Live and learn, if you beg or if you borrow. Live and learn, you may never find your way. Oh, yeah. place where you dream you'd never find. Hold on to what if. Hold on to what if. Live and love, hanging on the edge of tomorrow. Live and love from the words of yesterday. Live and love, if you beg or if you borrow. Live and learn, you may never find your way. Live and learn, hanging on the edge of tomorrow. From the words of yesterday. Live and learn, if you beg or if you borrow. Never find your way. Live and learn. Yeah, 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 yeah. Live and learn. Yeah, 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 yeah. Can you feel life moving through your mind? Oh, looks like I came back for more. Yeah, 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 that was... And that was Live and Learn from Sonic Adventure 2. 16% downloaded for the anime version of Hikaru Michi, Shining Road, which is from Sonic X, which is going very slow, and hopefully this 5.91 megabyte file will be complete, as opposed to the previous one, which was not. Yeah, so Dan Dyer's one there. We'll go on to the next one. Now this, was this the latest of late entries? This appeared in my inbox as I was about to leave yesterday, and I wouldn't have been able to download it, I think, had I not been in the office at that time. So, here it is. It's a version of Flying the Freedom. It's by another person, unfortunately, I know nothing about. Obviously, great enthusiasm. Hello to you, Iris. Flying the Freedom, of course, Rouge's theme from Sonic Adventure 2 as well. Another Sonic Adventure 2. But then again, a lot of Sonic Adventure 2 tracks had instrumentals. It's all Sonic Adventure 2. So Sonic Adventure 2, or Sonic X, or Sonic R, really, and the Oddment. So here is Iris with Flying the Freedom. Enjoy.
Tap the rhythm against the flow to look for another door. I'm shaking to the mystery of the night. I know there is an easy way, but it is my choice anyway. Dream.
there's a lot of things to do. Come on, I'm ready to gamble. It's time to play the game.
Find the freedom.
Tell me what's the feeling.
Shoot away.
I'm a paradise. I'll keep it forever.
Find the freedom.
I'll never stop my steps. If I believe in myself, I know that I can. Sure, go. There's a lot of see. Come on, I'm ready to gamble. It's time to play the game. Tell me what's feeling.
Shoot away.
I'm a paradise. I'll keep it forever. Prince are all around me. Oh, it comes to my hands to truly clear me. Looking for answers. I'll keep it forever. Looking for answers. I'm looking for a clue. I'm not paradise. I'll keep it forever.
No, seriously, wow, that was brilliant. Thanks, Iris. I'm really glad I downloaded that now. I think there's going to be a big battle then in the all-comers. That was fantastic. Obviously, nailing the... yeah, and all the rest. Yeah, wow. That took me by surprise. A lot of these tracks I haven't heard yet. I think we have a bit of a favourite maybe there for the all comers. We shall have to see. See what the other guys think. Coming up is 37%. Hurry up. Coming up is the next one, which is Joiner of Sonic Fans, and this track caused me no end of problems trying to download it, and because it's in WAV format and huge, and the service that it was on was not playing ball. But this is a version of Burning Hearts, which is from Burning Rangers, and in honour of Joiner of Sonic Fans' name, it's called this version Joining Hearts. So this is what's coming up next. A nice thing, I think. Very nice that we got this nice little mix of some other games. So yeah, that's coming up right now.
We deliver to the future land, for the growing world of tomorrow we strive. Passing through the matrix of data, driving you into cyberdrive. Even when you're lost in darkness, you must believe in tomorrow, it will come.
just like angels with burning hearts, with victory still alive. Side of night, I cheer to embrace the magic. Visions displayed on the miners. Can you see the moon and the stars and the sun? Could they be in our imagination? Silent night, our children embrace the magic. Starting an adventure for our future. We are all hoping for setting out to lead us to the new universe.
Burning mangers,
to the brand new sky we dive.
Burning mangers,
we have a shining wine.
Burning mangers,
aquamarine colored sky. Fly high with grace and pride.
Burning mangers,
we're gonna make it right.
Burning mangers,
to the people with power by.
Burning mangers,
running at the speed of light. Just do it, just burning mangers. Don't you feel like you've just lost your way? Oh, we're always watching over you. Jeans are kept in a secret place. Cradles rocking with love. Sometimes a piece of our dreams have fallen off. Together we can make everything right. Just like angels with burning hearts, we'll beat the risk of our lives. Side of night, our children embrace the magic melody from the distance. Can you hear it? Like the song of an angel with a tear in her eye, with an affection for her guardian. Side of night, our children embrace the magic, starting an adventure for our future. We are all hoping for setting out to lead us to the new universe.
Burning mangers,
shining through the starry night.
Burning mangers,
we'll always stay by your side.
Burning mangers,
nights under a soft moonlight. Fly high with grace and pride.
Burning mangers,
we're gonna make it right.
Burning mangers,
for this dream of ours we must try.
Burning mangers,
keep this hope of ours alive. Just do it, just burning mangers.
Burning mangers,
to the brand new sky we dive.
Burning mangers,
wings we have of shining light.
Burning mangers,
aquamarine colored sky. Fly high with grace and pride.
Burning mangers,
we're gonna make it right.
Burning mangers,
the people we're powered by.
Burning mangers,
running at the speed of light. Just do it, just burning mangers.
Burning Rangers. Burning Rangers, if I remember rightly, is one of Sven's favourite weird games, and that was a good rendition indeed. A very nice rendition of the Burning Rangers music there. That track actually, although obviously you guys didn't hear this, that track gave me quite a fright just now, because I loaded it up and put it into Cool Edit, and all of a sudden we got a bit of Iris's. It was like some terrible remix, because we had bits of Iris's music from before going on, and then bits of me sort of going and it was it's a 30 meg file, and there was no way on earth I'd be able to download it. So luckily there was just some issue going on, everything's fine. But yeah, that was another very good track. 61% says Internet Explorer. 62 now, and we're getting there slowly but surely. We're getting there. Damn, work laptop has logged me out. The next one up after John of Sonic Fans is. I hate this because it's one of these names that could be anything, but it's Catuos. K2O's. What's it? Maples. I think Catuos is male. I'm sorry. I don't know these things. But they're singing Unknown From Me, which is of course the theme for Knuckles, and this is again the Sonic Adventure 2 version. Ooh, 1 hour 10 minutes. A good time for some Knuckles.
Something's calling me, I don't know what to do. Something's talking, but I don't know who. Something's calling me more and more. No one stops Knuckles' feet. Something's calling me, I don't know what. Something's talking, but I don't know who. Something's calling me more and more. No one stops Knuckles' feet. K-N-U-C-K-L-E-S was born for a lifetime. My angel, I let you. He's doing just like the Mr. Emily Dime. Everyone's declining. Shining, every time he looks for the sun, can't find it. Is this the way? The path I chose, yet then why am I living with my heart so cold? All that I see is a storm of stones. I like to dig holes in search of gold. Large pots of treasure make me feel much better. Here for fun, ain't man, it's a wretch. Here for this type and bomb or revenge. I don't want to hurt on my passions, it's only on my life. Doesn't matter, here for a mission, whoever wanna bring. Call me stubborn, but I still don't live it. Do anything to get the pieces of the emerald. Climb my mountain to see the valley and the hills. Wild and hungry and great and fun. My philosophies, my knuckles and feet. Streaking lights, like sound and it's dim. Are the elements that keep me going? I'm fighting my own mission. Nothing's gonna stand in my way, no. Something's calling me, I don't know what. Something's talking, but I don't know who. Something's calling me more and more. No one stops Knuckles' feet. Won't be frightened, I'll stand up to all the pain I turn off. Just believe in myself and rely on others. Use this power to wipe out the havoc and anarchy. This is my planet, gonna fight for my destiny. Don't know what, something's talking, but I don't know who. Something's calling me more and more. No one stops Knuckles' feet. I have no such things as weak spots. Don't approve of him, but gotta trust in him. This alliance has a purpose. This partnership is only temporary. Oh. Won't be frightened, I'll stand up to all the pain and turmoil. Just believe in myself, won't rely on others. Feeling waiting when serenity is restored. This is my plan, I shall not surrender. Fear no one, restrict thug doubt, only live to my wants. Heading to gems, a battle to the end. You best be aware, I'm a knuckle in the dead. Once I penetrate, they put you to your death. They hard as iron and my feet is like fire. You never see me run and I won't surrender. I'll just fly away like it's no other contender. Won't be frightened, I'll stand up. See all the pain and turmoil. Just believe in myself, won't rely on others. Use this power to wipe out the havoc and anarchy. This is my plan, gonna fight. Won't be frightened, I'll stand up to all the pain and turmoil. Just believe in myself, won't rely on others. Freedom will be waiting when serenity is restored. This is my plan, I shall not surrender. Something's calling me, I don't know what to do. Something's talking, but I don't know who. Something's calling me more and more. No one stops Knuckles' feet. Something's calling me more and more. Something's talking, but I don't know who. Something's calling me more and more. No one stops Knuckles' feet. Something's calling me, I don't know what. Something's talking, but I don't know who. Something's calling me more and more. No one stops Knuckles' feet. Something's calling me, I don't know what. Something's talking, but I don't know who. Something's calling me more and more. no one stops Knuckles' feet.
Yay, Catullus is male. But why didn't he use the instrumental, man? There was one, I'm pretty certain. But yeah, that was another good track. I'll rattle through these, I tell you. Ugh. I'm tired from work, and it's just that was unknown for me. Next one up, we'll have a little break after that, and we'll have some I was going to say some proper music. Oh, how rude of me. So have some proper Sonic music and some sort of Christmassy, wintry ones, as is the form of this type of thing. By which time, hopefully, Enemy Girls 1 will have re-downloaded and will be intact. But the next one up, now, those of you who remember Chaos on the Airwaves, well done. Chaos on the Airwaves was Chaotix and Roboshi's show, which decided to go a very good... They thought the best way of promoting themselves would be to have a go at me every 5 seconds. Was a good joke to begin with, but unfortunately my patience is not infinite, and so eventually I just voiced my displeasure and just didn't mention them again in any sense ever. Now, one of the good things of the good thing of the show was Roboshi. Roboshi's I've always said that Roboshi's writing, in terms of sort of skits and things, and that was fantastic, and I stick by that. And one of the characters that appeared on the show was the hobo, and this very dirty, smelly hobo, who was basically there and caused mischief and all sorts. And we have a version of I Am the Eggman now, and I believe it's by the hobo or involving the hobo, but it's called I Am the Hobo, and here's Roboshi.
The story begins with who's getting drunk. No one outside her ride needs sunk. Live in the dark, a hobo and half. One into one lock, he finds the door. I am the hobo. I love to drink, I am the hobo. I want to see the sink, I am the hobo. I love to drink, I am the hobo. I want to see the sink. Stumble about wherever I go, probably something I hate. I love to destroy the lining about, probably the curry sauce put on me tips. All my psychotherapists are fools. Oh, my baby in public pools. All my allies are in some boxes. I will build my hobo world. I will succeed, and you will see. With my transport, there is no retreat. Any more? Oh, there is. I am a hobo. I love to drink. I am a hobo. Vomit in the sink. I am a hobo. I love to drink. I am a hobo. Vomiting the sink. Yeah, sorry that. You know, I'll probably get up myself. Maybe. Oh, who knows? Oh, it's always fun. You know, I'm a bit of pain. Some sort of, I don't know, a fiber, alcohol, that can always work. Oh, wait a minute. I am the hobo, I will succeed, to drink all the booze, lose the meat. My name is Dennis,
you ask me again, I'll make you late. I am a hobo. I love to drink. I am a hobo. Promises missing. I am a hobo. I love to drink. I am a hobo. Promises missing. I am a hobo. I'm all set. See ya. Goodbye. You won't hit me again.
I'm shocked. Small corner shop for Kit Kat. Massive vehicle. Threaten me with golf clubs. I'm doing a Santa hat. Stuck up is very difficult for more concern. There's Ford Cortina. Yes, Japanese boy named Sven. A very difficult situation. very, very drunk.
Yeah, that was the hobo. I think Roboshi's lost his mic in between in between Chaos and the Airwaves ending. But such things are taken into account, so don't worry about that.
But now, the music. And that's going to be something or the other.
I haven't quite decided yet. I suppose we should have Ice Cap, shouldn't we? Ice Cap. Ooh, crikey, this is slow. Okay, let's have be cool, be wild, and be groovy for Ice Cap. If it allows me to include it, will you? Will you? Oh yes, you will. Excellent stuff. So that's coming up next from Sonic Adventure and. Ooh, we're on 99% for Enemy Girls version. We'll see if that works after break. Oh, mystery, tantalizing, tang things. Yeah, here's a break.
Radio Redux.
are listening to
Radio Redux. Right, we're back, and I think it's downloaded. I say think. I'm not even sure where it downloaded to, but let's find out. Hopefully, this will be Anime Girl. I think it better be good. After all this fuss, it better be good. Right. Alright, loading up. Taking some time. So after hopefully be Anime Girls, we'll be continuing. And the next one up will be Shadow at Heart. At Heart's version of It Doesn't Matter, Sonic's theme. Which is again the SA2 version. After him will be SMX, Sonic Yoda, Speednux, which really has to be heard to be believed, Spinball Wizard, and Vajer. Vajer's one, I tell you, it got very lucky. I don't know what happened, Phil, but for some reason, your track, oh, it didn't like your email address. Hotmail did not like your email address and immediately put it into spam. And it only happened that I actually went into my spam folder and actually had a look that I spotted it. So if anyone else has missed out, apologies, it might have been due to Hotmail. His track's called Escape From Your Mother, which I think is going to be the tune of Escape From The City, and that'll be that's going to be interesting to hear. I think Sonic Yoda's one might gain some popularity on the basis that it's the shortest, in that it's the theme from Sonic Underground, and therefore is a minute long only. you might get some votes for that. Okay, we're going to try it. It's The Shining Road from Sonic X. Now, if this is indeed in Japanese, Anime Girl might well get bonus marks, because if you remember, the rules for the submission that was on the page did specify if you sang it in another language, such as in Japanese, you may get extra points. I'll have to check it, but it might be that Anime Girl actually can speak Japanese anyway, in which case you might not. That's something that'll have to be looked into, won't it, children? Oh, dear God. I'll tell you, I don't always in that Diet Coke I had. It's just set me weird. Here it is. Hikaru Michi. The more I think about it, I'm pretty certain that Anime Girl is of Japanese descent, and therefore probably will not get the extra marks. But that was, again, a fantastic track. And it worked. It worked. That's the main thing. It worked. So, yes, that's that. Oh, I'll tell you what, living on the edge here with these. Oh, man. What is it with Diet Coke? I'd say, you know, I've drunk that Diet Coke and it feels like somebody's punched me in the chest. God knows why. Oh yes, it's time for a bit of a surprise. You probably thought that I'd forgotten about this section completely, but no. It's the Magnificent Seven. Yeah, the Magnificent Seven returns after a very long hiatus. Magnificent Seven, for those of you who don't know, is that Demix, who's indeed one of the judges, as I've already explained, has traditionally sent me seven questions. These questions I will then answer to the best of my ability, and we basically go from there. They're generally wacky, they're zany, they're crazy. Because he's crazy like a fool, but he's not any fool. And these are no different. Oh dear. Right, sorry, I'm just trying to get the questions up. It's not behaving. Right, here we go. Question one of the Magnificent Seven. How do you feel to have your text on the latest channel wallpaper? It's word for word. What? No, seriously, what? I've got no idea what you're talking about. Hang on, let me get Sonic Channel up. See what it is. There's two new wallpapers. We've gone through all the renders. The new renders. Actually, we haven't gone through all the new renders, have we? Yeah. There's Eggman still to go. So that's obviously going to be February's, or they're missing him out completely. That's interesting. Yeah, the renders ones, of which I have a complete set, obviously, in PSD somewhere. Yeah, Eggman's in amongst those as well, guys. And you can see him on one of the Sonic City banners, actually, his graphic. That's odd. That really surprised me. Okay. Right. I'm going to try and load up one of these things. Oh, hang on a minute. Wait, stop everything. Stop. Save targets. I'm assuming it's this one with the text on it, then. It's 800x600 one. That's bound to be the smallest. And we'll save that to the desktop as well. It's moving very quickly for something. Must have been trying to download something already. Okay, 87%, 88%, 89%, 90%. Can you tell what's going to happen next? Oh, 93. What's the next question? Next question is, will Season 3 have a new intro to the show? You know, I'm very fond of, you know, as a theme. It might do, it might not. Really not sure. I would love if somebody out there who is a musician can rework the music to the Rarity Redux theme, which is of course available on the media page of Rarity Redux. If you're able to rework that somehow, anyone out there able to do it for sort of middle end of January time, that would be fantastic. Really, really would. Otherwise, I think it might well stay the same. Question three, if you were a sandwich, what kind of bread would you be? The answer is the best damn bread there ever was. Yeah. Right, let's see what this text is then that you're talking about. Yeah, that's not my text. It's the text, it's the Sonic, I'll tell you what it is, this text on the most recent Sonic channel, I think it's the text that is Sonic Team approved. This particular portion of text was written by the person who wrote quite a lot of the text on, quite a lot of the introductory text on some of the bios, no, sadly, that's not my text. It'll be interesting later on down the line if they're going to continue doing these for characters. Mainly because I changed a lot of those. And if they're using those, they'll be using my text. And... see, if I was really sneaky here, I'd go and edit Tails one. No, but this that is approved. That is a Sonic Team approved text. As much as I'd like it to be, my text. Because that would be just cool. Interestingly, going down that route, it's like I said, especially as there's an Eggman wallpaper that probably won't see the light of day in that case. Okay, so question four. But thanks for that, I didn't realise it was... As usual, the Sonic Channel RSS feed does not work properly, so I had no idea there were so many updates. Okay, question four: which would you rather do? A. Overthrow the government. B. Start a biker gang. Or C. Be a backup dancer in a Michael Jackson music video. I would like to be a backup dancer in a Michael Jackson video, who then starts a biker gang, who rides down the M25 and. Into London, overthrows the government, declares martial law, makes myself the king, and basically declare war on countries. Oh no, I've done this before. Beginning with T. Countries beginning with T, according to political. resources.net. Tuvalu. Electric Boogaloo. Oh, it's one of ours anyway. It's a colony. I didn't realise that. Tuvalu. It's let's find out a bit more about Tuvalu, shall we? Yeah, so it's going to be a civil war. It was known as the Ellis Islands. And that's part of the Commonwealth as well. Oh well, yeah, yeah, they are actually 1978 they became a member of the Commonwealth. Well, that's interesting. The one I pick happens to be a British colony. Oh dear, I said civil war. Okay, going on. Ignoring all this, I've lost the questions. Whoops. Question five of the Magnificent Seven is going to be, if a turtle addicted to crack and a chicken with Down syndrome were put into a death cage match, who would win? Everyone would be the answer I would give you. Yeah, absolutely everyone. Question six: why is there a light in the fridge and not in the freezer? Presume. Hmm. Well, that depends. If you're talking about a chest freezer, then most chest freezers do in fact have a light in them, unless you're talking about a freezer that would be maybe combined with a fridge. Basically, the reason there is no lights as such in a freezer is because of the temperature. The temperature would, the light itself would most likely get iced over, and the glass would crack, and basically it wouldn't be that useful in any sense of the word, especially if it was light and it was, you know, rather well frozen over, and you try to defrost it, and water got in, short circuit, fire, everyone dies, and it's all your fault, Demix. It's all your fault, and I hope you can live with that fact. Question 7, the final question of the Magnificent 7 for this entire series. If elephants were light on their feet, could you train one to be a ninja? Well, of course. Of course I could train one to be a ninja. It'd be a really rubbish ninja, but it'd still be a ninja. Oh dear. I mean, if you were to ask me, could I train a rhinoceros to be a pirate? But I mean, that would be, you know, just far too difficult, though. And that's it. No more Magnificent 7 for this year. Say ah, everyone. Ah. Right, back to the plot. Next up, as I said, was Hearts, and this is It Doesn't Matter, which is Sonic's theme, of course, from Sonic Adventure 2.
Show up, don't criticize. I'm just living by my own feelings, and I won't give in, won't compromise, cause I only have a steadfast heart of gold. I don't know why I can't leave though with my sister, but I ain't out of control, just living by my words. Don't ask me why, I don't need a reason. I got my way, my own way. It doesn't matter now what happens, I will never give up the fight, long as the voice inside tries me to run and fight. It doesn't matter who is wrong and who is right. Well, I don't look back, I don't need to. Time won't wait, and I've got so much to do. Where do I stop now? It's all blurred, it's so unclear. Well, I don't know, but I can't be wrong. It doesn't matter now what happens. I will never give up the fight, long as the voice inside tells me keep running by. Cause all your bets are the one you think is right. Oh, it doesn't matter now what happens, I will never give up the fight, long as the voice inside tells me keep running fine. It doesn't matter who is wrong and who is right.
Because you're always a steadfast heart of gold. Oh well. I've never been that much of a fan of Sonic's theme. But then again, as I've said before, I think Sonic's very arrogant. Certainly has been the last few years. The whole thing with Shadow the Hedgehog, his reaction to Shadow the Hedgehog in the game, was, as I've said many times, was just made him come across as just this utter, utter bastard. Okay, next up. need to rattle through these now. We're going to have a double bill in order to rattle through these. We've got SMX with Team SMX, which is a version of Team Chaotix, and then we're going to have Sonic Yoda, good old Lewis, Sonic Yoda's version of the Sonic Underground theme. I would like to say at this point, with regard to Sonic Yoda's one, he makes a very wise decision at one point, which I noticed, and that he doesn't attempt to voice the mother in any way. So there, he leaves that portion blank. So that was a very wise move, Lewis, if I do say that. SMX coming up now, followed, as I said, by Sonic Yoda. Think this isn't right. Okay, let's try this again, shall we? Yeah, let's try that again. God knows what happened there. I think it might get in Wi-Fi. I hope it's not. I did actually hear a bit of this before, so it definitely works. Okay, copied that. Send it into here. Yeah, upsampling. Press filter ring.
Team Chaotix, once upon a time you could be a bad guy and you live to see another day, but now you never manage, but you bring brain damage just to think you could get away. Yeah, the power has arrived in the Dream Team, a force when one and one makes three. And when the trails go cold and the last man told, this crew will find what you can't see. Yeah, danger hides when the happy bee flies and the ninja stars fly too. Yeah, the muscle flu sector, the karma collector, and the sworn to fight for you. Yeah, Team Chaotix, they're detectives you want on your side. Team Chaotix, their directives tracking down your crime. Come along for the ride. Truth can run but not hide. For all, the game is on. Now, yeah, remember when stealing used to be a good deal, and when the crooked life would always pay. Well, now the team's in town, that's all gone underground, but it's a worry to this very day. A challenge has been issued by the Eggman. This mission's gonna need them all. And though his hopes grow thin and the outlook is grim, these three are gonna heed his call. Yeah, charm your thing is dishing out first thing, and the green one cheers them all. Yeah, SBO is clearly ready to go. Doubt they do you wrong. Yeah, Team Chaotix, they're detectives you want on your side. Yeah, Team Chaotix, they're directives tracking down your crime. Come along for the ride. Truth can run, they can't. can't hide, for all the game is on now. Team Chaotic, Sonic and Heroes, what's your problem, please? Team Chaotic, watch those three go make the Outlaws bleed. Well, there's no way you can win, Team Chaotic, except if it's trouble you're in, Chaotix. They're gonna kick your... Yeah, Team Chaotix! Check out the Nerd and Nerd Show.
Oh my god, he actually... He did the speaking version. He's copied Rory and done a speaking version. Oh dear. Well, we'll have to see how that goes. Thanks for doing that, SMX. What do you think, SBO?
Please don't talk to me. I feel kind of betrayed at the moment.
Alright. Where's Charby and Steadley?
He's somewhere. Somewhere around.
Did you stick him on top of the Christmas tree again?
Perhaps.
Is he going to bother us during the show?
I don't think so.
Well, there we go. Anyway, we don't have to worry about Charmy anymore for 2007, which is quite impressive. Yeah. You don't look happy at all, mate, I must say.
Well, I wouldn't be happy. Would you be happy if somebody mangled your theme tune?
It's a bit harsh, mate. Anyway, so we'll have to see about that. Trust me, the one that's coming up there is really good. I'll just let you know, it's absolutely superb. In a whole no way. Here's Solid Yo's one, as I was promising. And then we're going to go into Speed Nux's one. Speed Nux did a version of it's called Starlight Starlight. So I'm talking about, isn't it? It's called Starlight Starlight. It's basically New York, New York, to a slowed down version of Starlight Zone theme, with the words New York, New York, cunningly replaced by Starlight Starlight. And this is one I have heard. Oh dear. To help you through that, as I said, here's Sonic Yoda's.
Triplets born, the throne awaits. A seer warns of a deadly fate. Give up your children, separate. Bide your time, lie in wait. Sonic Underground, Sonic Underground. They made a vow, their mother will be found. The children grow, learn what's right. Leaders of the freedom fight. They seek their mother, she knows they do. Is it time, if she only knew? Will the prophecy come true? Sonic Underground, Sonic Underground.
I long for my children, but I have to wait. To act too soon could seal their fate.
They made a vow, their mother will be found. Sonic Underground.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. Starlight, starlight. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. Starlight, starlight. I wanna wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old starlight. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, starlight, starlight. Starlight, starlight, I want to wake up in a city that never sleeps and find I'm a number one, top of the list, king of the hill, a number one. These little town blues are melting away. I'm gonna make a brand new start of it in old starlight. And if I can make it there, I'm gonna make it anywhere. It's up to you, starlight, starlight. Starlight, starlight, starlight. I wanna wake up in a city that never sleeps and find I'm a number one, top of the list, king of the hill, a number one. Starlight, starlight,
make it stop.
Thank you very much.
Make it stop. Oh my god, apologies to Demux, and apologies to Disco Ponies of Sonic Show fame, who's our other judge, because you'll have to sit through that again and judge it properly. And I'm sorry, Speedox, that was bad. the thing is, the marks are for artistic, marks for technical accuracy and then artistic impression. Now, the thing that would score really highly, big in sort of technical. Or artistic ones, because it's, you know, it's something, it's an idea that Spoonax has had that's, it's quite original. I don't think anyone would really have thought of New York, New York to a slowed down starlight, but it's still very bad. oh good god, please, music, something. I don't care what it is, just something for Shadow. Boss Heavy Dog. Boss Heavy Dog, I need another drink. Something probably a bit stronger. Oh man. Boss Heavy Dog from Shadow the Hedgehog.
We'll be right back.
Right then, last two coming up for you. These are Spinball Wizard doing a version of Believe in Myself, Tails' theme, and then the Jers one, Escape from Your Mother. These two come out back to back and spin on the track back to back on the turntables back. Yeah.
Greetings, listeners. My name is Spinball Wizard, and for you today, I will have a rendition of Believe in Myself, the Sonic Adventure 2 version by Cad Silver. I wanted to do the Sonic Adventure 1 version of It Doesn't Matter, but unfortunately, AUK doesn't have that right now. So without further ado, here is my entry for Rex Factor 2007, Believe in Myself, by Cad Silver. When all alone in my chair, I just go about wishing. Wanna be strong, really wanna be trusted. When all alone in my bed, I just go about yearning. Wanna be cool, I also wanna be like him. But that's not something I can do so easily. This is not simply my way, my own style. Gotta get a hold of my life. I wanna fly high, so I can reach the highest of all the heavens somebody will be waiting for me, so I got to fly higher. When all alone in my sleep, I just go about dreaming. I see myself there having the same adventure. If I just follow you, I will never see the light. Now's the time to find my way through this life. Trying so hard to be strong, I gotta keep going. Everything is a brand new challenge for me, and I will believe in myself. This is the only way for me. Many friends help me out, in return I help them. Certain things I can do, and there are things that only I can do. No one's alone, I wanna fly high, so I can reach the highest of all the heavens somebody will be waiting for me, so I got to fly higher. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Again, this was Believe in Myself, the Sonic Adventure 2 version by Cad Silver. I apologize for any lack of quality here as I'm recording through headphones at the moment. I'm going to try to do what I can to increase the quality, but no guarantees. Thank you for listening. Go Sonic Rex, and I'll see you around next time. Once again, this is Spinball Wizard. Have a good one.
Explicit lyric warning.
Oh yeah. Everything around at the speed of sound. Got places to go, gotta fuck my rainbow. Can't stick around, have to keep moving on. Guess what lies ahead, only one way to find out. Must keep on moving ahead. No time for guessing, follow my plan instead. Trusting in what you can see. Take my lead, I'll set you free. Follow me, set me free. Trust me and we will escape from your mother. I'll make it through. Follow me, set me free. Trust me and we will escape from the city. I'll make it through, prove it to you. Follow me. Oh yeah. Danger is lurking around every turn. Trust your feelings, got to live and learn. I know with some luck I'll make it through. Got no more options, only one thing to do. I don't care what lies ahead. No time for guessing, follow my plan instead. Find the next stage no matter what that may be. Take my lead, I'll set you free. Follow me, set me free. Trust me and we will escape from your mother. I'll make it through. Follow me, set me free. Trust me and we will escape from your mother. I'll make it through, prove it to you. Follow me, I'll make it through. Oh yeah.
You didn't do the woo bit. You always do the woo bit. That was that was a joke with his rather explicit opening. Can you do that with a rainbow? I'm not quite sure. But whatever the case, he did it. What's on a postcard, please? And that's it. That's it for the all comers. And they can all go again. So, running down, then, there's entries from the top. We had Anime Girl with The Shining Road. Cold Dog, Supersonic Racing. Crystal Dream, Dreams and Absolution. Dan Dyer, Live and Learn. Iris, Flying the Freedom. Jordan of Sonic Fans with Burning Hearts. Gratuitous with Unknown From Me. Raboshi with I Am The Hobo. Sherhart with It Doesn't Matter. SMX with Team SMX. Sonic Yoda with the Sonic Underground theme. Speednux with Starlight Starlight. Spinball Wizard with Believe In Myself. And finally, Majer with Escape From Your Mother. Those are your all-comer entries. Woo. So those are they. Coming up in just a second. Crikey, was it over 2 hours for that? On its own. No, it's not be surprised, I suppose. Coming up after this next bit of music, which I'm going to choose in just a second. I'm so organised today, it is amazing. This is something from the Sonic Hedgehog 2006. We will have. Oh, something or the other. I was thinking Sonic X, actually. No, I don't want Shadow. Idiot. No. Sonic Hedgehog. Oh, iTunes is well slow. Oh, I know what I wanted to play. One of my favourite remixes at the moment, which is Sonic 2 Oil Ocean WT40 mix by Planet Skill. That's what's coming up now. After that, it's All Star time. Never be a good thing.
Yo, you're looking like you think that I don't know. Thinking that the signs of a lie don't show. Little by little you lie more. So I'ma give you something so you don't try no more. Oh my lord, what you gonna say next? Do anything for a little paycheck. I'ma tell you short, simple and basic. It really doesn't look like you're gonna make it. You make me sick with all your tricks. You just might slip, your feet lose grip. You're not that slick, I'm much too quick. You've broken something that you just can't fix. You know that oil and water don't mix. I'ma tell ya, look. I'm only trying to make things run smooth, but now I gotta worry about what you gon' do. You shoulda came to me to tell me what you gon' do, but now you're on the wrong team, gotta own you. Don't you ever think about how they all say everything that you do comes back always. You made a big leak and your shit might sink. I would've thought you would've thought, but I guess you don't think. You make me sick with all your tricks. You just might slip, your feet lose grip. You're not that slick, I'm much too quick. You've broken something that you just can't fix. You know that oil and water don't mix. Open the floodgates, get ready for the flow.
That was Planet Skill with, well, what I told you before, really, wasn't it? Yay! And we're back. We're back actually after a day's hiatus, mainly due to the fact that I ran out of time this day, so it's now the 23rd as opposed to the 22nd. So this is going to be probably going up on Christmas Eve, hopefully. Yeah, 23rd, so I'm looking forward to the Sonic Hour Tea Time crossover show, where the hosts, all three of them, will plug their entries no end, which is very naughty. I was I'm just thinking about this, and it's a bit annoying, really. It's all very well, because you've got these other media to use, which... is okay if you actually have the ability to use such media to plug the things. So I feel a bit sorry for Darkspeed and RAM especially, because they haven't, you know, they don't have the facility to plug their own song. That's the way it goes, I suppose. And that's what the show is about. So yes, welcome to the All-Star section, the All-Stars. Not that any of these people have actually won anything before, but nevertheless, they are huge in their own right, and some of them have hats. Therefore, it's facilitating the status of All-Stars if you have a hat. It's well known. Oh yeah, ask anyone on the street. Anyway, so, who shall I do first? Well, should we go alphabetically? No, that'd be far too easy. I'll tell you what, we'll start with Darkspeed. Now, those of you who know who Darkspeed is, Darkspeed, a.k.a. Elson Wong, is... he's a very nice bloke, frankly. Elson is one of our top Sonic fan artists in the world. He resides in Australia. And this very charming fellow has his own comic book out, The Grand Ashworth Fortune. Now, I've been very lucky in that he's actually sent me a copy, and, as I said as I said previously, it's fantastic. And I recommend you checking it out. There are banners, I believe, on the Sonic Stadium. It's worth shelling out a few quid for it. The first volume was... It's a huge comic book as well. I mean, really huge. None of these crappy Marvel efforts, about 7 pages. Cobblers. I mean, this is a real big, bulky story. So, what has he come up with for us? There was actually going to be a version of Ocean Palace with some words for it, because as I'm sure some of you, especially SSMB folk know, Dark Speeds has been doing these sort of karaoke things for a while, and that he's been sort of writing words to various songs and themes from Sonic the Hedgehog games. Especially more recent games such as Sonic Heroes. Tell you what, the cough I've had for 6 weeks has been abating and it's starting to come back, and that's not a good thing. Yes, so he's been doing all these themes, and this particular one that he's chosen, so it was originally going to be Ocean Palace, however, this one is a version of Unknown From Me, and it's actually called Knuckles' Story of My Life, so it got some alternate words, I believe. Or perhaps not, you never know. I actually haven't heard it yet, so I'm looking forward to this. This is the first entry in the All-Stars, it is Dark Speeds, and it's Knuckles' Story of My Life.
Radio Redux.
Okay.
Something's calling, but I don't know what. Something's talking, but I don't know who. Something's calling me more and more. No one stops Knuckles speaking. What do you know? I'm the Eagle King. Something wrong, don't even talk to me. Check it out, I ain't just fooling around. Ain't nothing gonna cut me loose. K-N-U-C-K-L-E-S. Woo! This one for a lifetime on Angel Island. He's fielded to protect, that's the Emerald Diamond. Holds the climate, he's searching for shining. But every time he's looking for the sun, can't find it. Yo, is this the way, the path that I chose? Hey. Why do I feel so cold? Can't you see, cause my heart is still bleeding. I have to dig holes in search of gold. Large parts of fortune, only gonna get better. If I find Eggman, Fixie Root, or that cocky blue hedgehog. Gonna clench your fist tight, brother. You better be ready, cuz I'm here for the mission. Cold and stubborn, but I'm still gonna live it.
Yeah,
do anything to collect pieces of the emerald. Take 2 K's and climb sky high mountain. Wild and hungry, ain't a damn thing funny. Hey man, ain't no mountain high enough for my knuckles and feet.
Why the hell am I the chosen? Don't you understand the pain? Me. Oh, alone, no one to hear me. My responsibility is to live alone. Oh,
yeah, yeah, ha ha ha.
And I believe it goes something like this.
What do you know? I'm the Eagle King. Something wrong, don't even talk to me. Check it out, I ain't just fooling around. Ain't nothing gonna cut me loose.
Won't be right now, stand up to only pain and turmoil. Just believe in myself, won't rely on others.
Get this power to wipe out the havoc and anarchy. This is my plan, I'm gonna fight for my destiny. Something's calling, but I don't know what. Something's talking, but I don't know who. Something's calling me more and more. No one stops my speech.
Yeah, take it away, Sax Man. Man, just wishing y'all at Sonic Rex all the best. Yeah, y'all know me. I'm the Fighting Freak Knuckles. This is my story of my life, man. What you gonna do about it, huh? I have no such thing as weak spots.
No weak spots.
Don't approve of her, but gotta trust him. This alliance has a purpose. This partnership is only temporarily. Oh,
yeah.
100,000 years of family and culture destroyed.
Yeah, why are we gonna do about
soul survivor in this era? Don't you mess with me, because I'm not the type to give in. This is my story, gonna rewrite my history.
I was born like this to be fearless and wrestling. Diamonds and gems, yeah, we're competing to the end, yo. You best to be aware of the knuckles that I send. Once they penetrate, they put you down to your death. My heart is iron, my feet is like fire. You never see me running and I'll never surrender. I just fly away like no other contender.
My life's just getting better cause I finally realized there's so much in my life that will be surrendered.
Power in my soul, there's nothing that will stop this feeling. This is my story, gonna live my life to the end.
Fighting for my future, that has always been my mission.
Saving Angel Island and the Master Emerald.
Power in my soul, there's nothing that will stop this feeling.
This is my story, gonna live my life to the
something's
end.
Calling me, but I don't know what. Something's talking, but I don't know who. Something's calling me more and more. No one stops Knuckles' feet.
Yeah.
What do you know? I'm the Eagle King.
Yeah,
something
man.
Wrong? Don't even talk to me. Check it out, I ain't just fooling around.
Ain't nothing gonna cut me loose.
No. Something's calling me, but I don't know what.
Get out
something's
of here, told,
but I don't know who. Me. Something's calling me more and more.
No one stops Knuckles' feet.
What do you know? I'm the Eagle King. Something wrong? Don't even talk to me. Check it out, I ain't just fooling around. Ain't nothing gonna cut me loose. What's the matter? Had enough of me? Come on now, I ain't fooling around. Don't waste my time, I have a story to tell. The one stops Knuckles' feet.
I'll tell you what, full marks for enthusiasm. Well done. Well, Nelson, mate, that was a great track. Yes, that was your first All-Star. Doxby's obviously got his place after he did a nice little additional mix of Dreads from last year. And as a result, I mean, it's only fair. I think he's earned his All-Star status, especially with comprehensive victories in things like the SSA. Who should we do next, eh? Well, I'm going to choose Vi. Violet, we had a little bit of problem with Violet. Unfortunately, there was a period of time when we actually thought she wasn't going to be able to enter. In which case, we actually had a sort of backup version, a backup song for her, which she actually performed on her radio show, her short-lived radio show, it had to be said, on Sega Sonic Radio. And that was going to be a version of Flying the Freedom, which of course is called, which I actually dubbed Vi in the Freedom. And as such, we were very fortunate in that her computer ban was lifted, and she's actually able to compete with a new song. Now, this song is a version of a theme from Sonic 06, and it's actually a version of Elise's theme, otherwise known as My Destiny, which you can, of course, understand has been renamed Vi Destiny. That's coming up for you right now. Here's Violet's entry to the All-Stars competition.
I remember memories from a long, long time ago. I can hear you calling me to never let you go. As the sun shines down on me, I hold the key to give. Take hold of the destiny I may give you life. Can you stay forevermore?
Can you stay forevermore?
Or are you gonna leave from me?
Are you gonna
no matter what it takes for me, I'll find you. Just to be with you one more time. A smile will find the way, my love.
Find the way, my
In the air. Sway back and forth. That was Vi's entry. And very nice it was too. I can see what you mean about the whole high notes thing, Vi. I think you did very well actually to manage those, because they are very high notes, and they're very long notes as well. So well done to you. I'm going to take a little break now while I actually get something down my throat, because it's tickling away, and I'm going to launch into a mass coughing fit which will spike out and make you hurl away the speakers in disgust and horror and near deafness. And you know, you might break something with one of the speakers, and I don't need people from all over the world billing me for broken windows and things. I've got enough problems as it is. So, what I'm going to do now is put on... shall we get it out of the way? Those of you who recall last year's will remember the wonder that was Roy Black's version of Can You Feel the Sunshine, which he did in a sort of speaking voice, a la William Shatner, which is fair enough. And then for some reason he introduced a turkey into the mix, and it all went very wrong from there. Amazingly, he didn't come last. He pipped his brother by, I believe it was like 1 point, 1 point, 2 points. It was only that sort of amount. It was his enthusiasm that tipped the scales and led to, I believe it was Sega actually giving him the nod over his brother, and therefore enough points to avoid the last place. Having not learned from his mistake at all, Rory's back, digging out Shatner again, and apparently this one features Shatner, a turkey, a hillbilly, and a stereotypical black man. I have no idea, I haven't heard this yet. Part of me wishes I would never hear it, and part of me is, you know when you, it's like car crash music, as opposed to television or what have you. It's something you want to listen to, but are sort of wary of listening to, and here it is. Here it is, frankly. Rory with yet more lyrical craziness, and here it is. Rory Black. Shatner in the Sky.
So today, I feel like it's a new start.
Hell yeah.
And all of the bad times are disappearing.
You got that right.
Cause now I know that we'll never be apart.
You're the one that makes me feel so high.
Let the diamonds in the sky.
I never wanna hear you say goodbye.
My diamond in the sky.
You're the one that makes me feel so high.
Just like the diamond in the sky.
I never wanna hear you say goodbye. Cause you're my Shatner in the sky.
My bling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Sing it again from the Shatner, boy. Oh, yeah.
Another road that we must travel.
Come, Shatner boy.
Another night for you to show me the way.
Hell yeah.
And so today I will give up dreaming. Cause now I know that I need you every day.
You're the one that makes me feel so high.
Just like the diamonds in the sky.
I never wanna hear you say goodbye.
Cause you're my
diamond in the sky.
You're the one that makes me feel so high.
Just like the diamonds in the sky.
I never wanna hear you say goodbye.
Cause you're my diamond in the sky.
Yo, you. Yeah.
Shadow in the sky.
Where do all the rainbows go?
To somewhere I don't know.
Wherever it is, I wanna go.
I wanna go. Not you.
touch me again, Santa. Where it is I want to go. Wait.
Shatter in the sky.
Feel so high.
Feel so high.
Yeah, come on, Chucky. Black man. Hillbilly.
You're the one that makes me feel so high.
Just like the diamonds in the sky.
Never wanna hear you say goodbye.
Cause you're my
diamond in the sky.
You're the one that makes me feel so high.
Just like the
diamonds in the sky.
Never wanna hear you say goodbye.
Cause you're my diamond in the sky.
Yeah. Why don't you touch me?
Hell no.
Oh, go on. Come on, touch me. Come on.
Yeah.
The one that makes me feel so high.
Just like the diamonds in the sky.
Never wanna hear you say goodbye.
You're my diamonds in the sky.
You're the one, black man.
Shatner.
Hell yeah. Just
like the Shatner in the sky.
Come on, black man.
Yeah.
You're the one that makes me feel so high.
It's not the time to sky.
Never wanna hear you say goodbye. That's right.
Yeah.
Never wanna hear you say goodbye.
Just like a Shatner in the sky, making me feel so high.
Another one who hasn't used the instrumental. I provided instrumentals for you, and what do you do? You do not use them. You do not use the instrumentals. I slam away over a hot HTML page, and you just do not use them. Rory's song there. It's an interesting fact, actually, that Rory has more alternate versions and outtakes than anyone else in the history of Rex Factor. Funny that, I have a little announcement to make. Now, obviously I've got various alternate versions and things, and there's enough tracks now for... enough tracks now to have a CD! Yes, a CD. Radio Redux is launching an album. In much the same way that Overclocked Remix launched an album, except that I'm going to prove that whatever they can do, we can do a billion times worse, and yeah. So coming your way in the new year, we have a free disc, free disc CD, that encompasses 2006 and 2007, and the entries for the Rex Factor, all the relevant inspired buys, outtakes, unused tracks, etc. That's coming your way. It's, so the first two discs comprise all the entries for last year and some of the entries for this year, which also includes all comers as well. That's all the all comers, all the all stars. Disc 3 contains various things such as the a cappella version of Vi's track, there's an original version of the song you just heard, as well as the pure Shatner version of Can You Feel the Shatner. Things like the sound tests, Echo did a cappella version of All Hail Shadow, which never actually made it to Rex Factor. Other things such as the TSS Christmas song, frankly wouldn't have happened if Rex Factor wasn't going on, and so things like that's in there, and you've got Can You Feel the Egg? Can You Feel the Eggman? That's just wrong on very, very many levels. He was the Eggman, which is the parody song I wrote following my victory last year. That's in there, and it's Rex Factor, the album 2006-2007 is coming your way and will be available via the Shredded Depository for your delectation and annoyance. Following that, I think it's time we changed gears a little. A Sonic Riders sense, or alternatively a motoring sense, or in terms of a quality sense, but in terms of a game sense. Now, where are they? Now, I obviously am involved in many other things at Sega apart from Sonic. One of those includes the new Knights game. For those of you who are wondering what I'm doing exactly the same thing I'm doing for the Sonic stuff. Yes, I'm trying to help out the fan base as much as I can and promote the game or what have you. I also seem to be a one-man research and development department for making the Knights website at the moment for the European territories. That's another story altogether. Incidentally, that's going to come out sometime in January. I have to provide assets and things for SOA to get the translations done and things. So those will be received when we restart work on, I think it is the 2nd of January, I believe, 2nd of January? Yeah, so that's that. Now, what's coming up next I've been working with... I'm working with the Knights site. The Knights equivalent of TSS, which is, of course, knightsintodreams.com. And their delightful admins, Trippy and Digi Valentine. These two, the first couple of Knightsdom, if I can call them that, or the first couple of Knightopia, how about that? They'll be using that. In brackets after their names and next post with trademark. You wait and see. They actually, so we're getting very well, and I've been trying to do the best I can in providing assets for them. And basically, Digi used to be on the SSMB. I'm not sure if he is anymore, but he certainly was in contact with Rory, Rory Black. So I told them about the contest, and I also told them what Sven did last year by mangling Knights Dreams, and said, and basically gave the challenge down, can you do better? The answer, I think, I'll actually leave with them. This is a little snippet, if you like, from their podcast, which is called Dreamcast. Ho ho! Oh, no. Seriously, good name. Very original. So, this is theirs. This is actually a clip from their show with them introducing their own song. Okay, I think it's quite nice if I let them do that. So, I didn't even realise this was going to happen. But, they put me on their show for about 5 seconds. And I'm actually going to be on this Dreamcast show in January because I'm going up to Scotland, or I might be. Unfortunately, they've announced that they're going to, or the BAA staff are going to go on strike. Unfortunately, the 48-hour strike happens to be the day I'm flying up and then flying back. So that's going to be interesting. But here's, I'm going to appear on this Dreamcast show because I'm basically going up there to give them an exclusive playtest on Knights, because it's a lot cheaper to send me to them than it is to get both of them down to me. Which makes sense. Okay, so here's a little snippet of last Dreamcast. Dreamcast number 5.
Right, basically...
it's no time for our sexy, sexy song.
Very sexy song. As in, you put your ass into a club and dance your ass off, sexy. Basically, people were saying, why don't you two sing Dreams, Dreams, Dreams?
And Dreams, Dreams, Dreams.
Dreams, dreams, dreams.
An extra dream for the price of two.
Yeah, but, anyway, it's like, I'm not gonna sing. I've already done my Scottish accent, and I've already done my American accent, and I'm
right,
not going
to
sing.
Listen. I tried to get him to sing. I even had him sing the song at the end of Dreamcast number 4, and he was doing an a cappella version in a Turkish accent. And it was very funny, but he deleted it all, so...
Because it sounded, yeah, as you Scottish people say, pish.
So I had this great idea where I take an old, unfinished, 3-year-old song that I started years ago.
Yes.
And actually finish it.
Well, basically, I don't know if you lot remember, but Trippie done her own 1.5-minute version of Dreams Dreams.
It wasn't actually... I don't know what I was trying to do there. It was just a case of, I thought, I want to sing a weird
quick,
version.
Quick history lesson. This time 3 years ago... in Trippie's old nights forum, there was a topic entitled Dreams Dreams That Doesn't Make Your Ears Bleed. Basically,
oh, yeah.
It was asking everyone to make their own versions of Dreams Dreams.
I forgot of it then.
And that's, yeah, well, that's the whole reason you made it.
Was it?
Yeah, there was a couple of others in there anyway, but basically, she went into her EJ, was it Dance EJ you've got?
Oh yeah.
Dance EJ.
Top
of the range music production software. But she went in there, made herself some quite fancy beat. I swear to God, she actually really does get the best out of EJ, this woman, I have to admit. But she made some crazy beat that was like 1:30 long, and she sang over it, and then we didn't hear anything of it for three years.
It remained unfinished because I felt that it one day would be finished with another singer, and look who came along.
And then it was me. Wow. Well done. But yeah, so we've teamed up, we've extended the song, so it's now over 4 minutes. It's Dreams Dreams
Smile Again remix,
featuring myself, Digital Valentine,
and myself, Trippie.
Yeah, well, basically it is her song, it's not mine.
And he's featuring on my song this time.
For a change. But we hope you all like it. It's not very Christmassy, but we wanted to put it in this show because it's going to be in the Rex Factor competition that Archangel UK is hosting.
It doesn't have screaming babies in the background or like scary stuff like the last song, Evanescence music.
Yeah, it hasn't got that. It hasn't got that. And it hasn't got any of my usual...
Woos.
I tried to get through woo noises in there, but she wouldn't let me. She got pissed off. I'm just like, what fucking... Sorry, excuse my language, right? It's Christmas, no swearing at Christmas, you naughty people. Anyway, so without further ado, it's Trippie, Dreams Dreams, Smile Again remix featuring...
Featuring you.
My bad bunny self. Yeah, let's go.
Generations to come. stars are the things that we wish. Stars like the way you push your way back. As a matter of fact, I'm the one I've been looking for.
At which point they go on to explain how I thought I was going to get fired, thanks to their question, asking Izuka-san. That's going to end the actual Izuka-san interview, as well as M&S jollification time, and all the rest will end up in another guest compilation show. I'm on so many other shows at the moment, this is why I'm not having trouble doing Rex Comics and the Radio Reactions normally, because... Ooh, I'm on this show, I'm on that show, I'm in this part of the country, I'm doing this. It's a very busy time for me, it has to be said. Although technically I'm enjoying the lack of work at the moment. That's not something I'm missing too much. Yes, so that was DigiValentine and Trippy. It should be explained, I think. If you thought the whole bunny boy comment went a bit sort of wah, and all of a sudden thought, hey, this is getting a bit personal, we don't need to know these details, it's because DigiValentine's character is in fact a rabbit. He does not have metal legs, as far as I'm aware. He doesn't want to become a hairdresser, but hey, whatever, he's still a bunny. And Trippy is a Trippy, presumably. Which, as you all well know, is a rare Mongolian weasel character, which burrows into sand and eats crabs for a living. It actually gets paid to eat crabs, which is a pretty good thing. How one ended up in Scotland, I don't quite know, but it obviously has a good talent in being able to sing as well. And paint and draw, and dig away out of this cave. Oh, look, Elvis. Who's next? So we've had Trippy and Digi. We've had Violet. We've had Rory, and we've had the lovely Darkbeards. So who's next? I say we have the Dreadster. We have Dreadnought's entry next. Now, I must admit, when he sent me this, I didn't realise what it was. In that it's a jingle all the way. I thought, it's our traditional Christmas song. What's gaming about that? For God's sake. And it's actually a version of Shadow's theme, Throw It All Away. So, a new sort of parody version. Dread apparently is going to sing properly after his failure last year. He's going to sing properly now. So, apparently this is quite good in terms of singing quality. Let's find out.
Hey, this is Sven Dreadnought-Shossen here, wishing you a Merry Christmas. But first, you put your hands up and just jingle.
Snow in a sleigh that are made of heather. In one horse open sleighs we go over the fields, laughing all the way. When you have a sleighing song, you have to sing it again and again, and again and again. When you have a slave song, you have to sing it again.
bells ringing, they're chiming for Christmas. Jingle all the way. We're going dashing right through the snow in a sleigh that I made of heather. With one horse open sleigh, we go over the field, laughing all the way. When you have a sleighing song, you have to sing it again and again.
No, hang on a minute.
How's that for serious?
Hang on a minute.
Rosebud,
for God's sake, Sven. Did I hear it? Dashing through the snow on a sleigh made of heather. Heather what? Heather Mills McCartney? For goodness sake. Yeah, that was Jingle All the Way. And yeah, I was quite impressed with the audio on that, mate. How are you doing the things? I know your voice was sort of echoing round my headset then. You were sort of like, he's behind my right ear, behind my left ear, he's round the front of me, and it's just, what are you doing with the mic, man? You're just sort of going, woo, about with it. Yeah, that'll be, it'd be interesting to judge that. He was singing seriously. It must have taken a concise effort. He had to sleep for 4 days afterwards. He awoke with white hair. It was that stressful. That was Dreadnux's entry, trying to get you to vote for him. Of course, the All-Stars, half the marks, well, maybe not half the marks, a third of the marks, I think it is, are decided by you. So, yes, that poll will be up as soon as I sort out what the hell's going on with this migration issue with Sonic Rex. I think I actually know what the problem is, and that it's trying to migrate, but the HT access folder, which prevents the likes of you from hotlinking into my site, thank you very much, God bless, that's preventing the images from being copied over or something like that. It's something I have to talk to StartLogic about, but as you well know, StartLogic have never really been top notch when it comes to getting back with when I have issues, such as when they erased all my MP3s off the site because they said I didn't. They said it was illegal for me to have such MP3s, to which I pointed out I actually work for Sega, so actually having the music up there is probably something that we want. Always useful, just to say, oh, by the way, I'm actually a member of this international company, and you'll put those back right now, mister. Thank you very much indeed, and thank you for the lack of notification, which obviously they gave me zero. But I need to talk to them about this, and that's it, really. That's the bottom line. Two more All-Stars to go. Those will be Ram the Dragon and T-Bird. We're going to have Ram the Dragon next, mainly because I want Ram the Dragon to follow on from Dread and show him how it's done. Show him how it's done. Dreadnux, who rather cruelly, I think, said, "Who's Ram the Dragon? Who's Ram the Dragon?" Everyone knows who Ram the Dragon is. If you don't know who Ram the Dragon is, I will give you a brief summary. Ram the Dragon is probably one of Sonic Rex's biggest fans, probably the second biggest fan. Although I suspect that Blake Draco would get into a big, massive fight. A fish fight, even better. He'll be swinging around a mackerel, and she'll be swinging around an octopus. And they'll have a mass rumble to decide who is number two. Sonic Rex fan. Obviously, everyone knows Echo is number one. I'm not going to argue with her on that. I value my face too much, frankly. So we have that going on. She was in Furial Online, which of course are our erstwhile forum, which will be coming back, I promise you. But I'm kind of waiting until this migration thing happens now, because as I understand it, I get a bit of a boosted version of PHPBB. So under this new VDEC system. So I'm waiting. And waiting and waiting just to see what happens with this. Anyway, here's Ram's track. Now, I wanted Ram in from the start, to be honest. I mean, Ramen from the start. Ramen's done various things before. She's provided voices for Radio Redux characters. You may remember her. Have I got it somewhere? You might remember she did the Bowser's Bad Breath Big Golden Pills, which was her, which is actually her idea, and she's the only person to actually have done an advert for an advertise for the site that wasn't me. Where is it? Let's see if I can just put it on briefly. If you want to quickly do a quick reminder. Yeah, get on with it. Get on with it. Here we go.
I have created the perfect plan to destroy bad breath forever.
You remember this, guys?
That's right. Yes, I'm Uruguayan, and yes, this is a wonderful product. The Bowser's Bad Breath Be Gone Pills from Ray Industries is 100% worth the $50.34. If you don't believe me, let's hear our satisfaction.
Yes, remember that?
Hey, I'm a shark claw.
Yeah, she even does shark claws from from Star Fox. Yeah, so you remember that? That was Ram. So yeah, all right, shush up now. Shush up. There we go. Yeah, so that was her. And yes, so I was very interested to find out what she was going to do. So, actually, I think Fran was one of the first people to actually get their track in as well. So that went down very well with me, of course, because punctuality and delivery as well. Now, yeah, so now we have her track. She actually did Live and Learn. It was the main theme done by Crush 40 for Sonic Adventure 2. And here it is. Now, this is one of the ones I have heard. My first thought was, Dark Horse. Dark Horse for the competition, our Uruguayan lovely. Yes, so Ram the Dragon, Live and Learn. It's your penultimate all-star entry. Enjoy.
We rock, jump through the beat to the beat, don't stop.
Radio Redux.
Moving through your mind. Ooh, looks like it came back for more. Yeah. Can you feel time slipping down your spine? Ooh, you trying to ignore. Yeah, hey. But you can hardly swallow your fears and pain. When you can't help but follow, it puts you right back where you came. Hanging on the edge of tomorrow, from the words of yesterday. If you beg or if you borrow, you may never find your way. Whoa! You feel like tangly warped inside. Yeah, now you're face down the floor. Oh, but you can save your sorrow. You've paid in trade. When you can't help but follow, it puts you right back where you came. Hanging on the edge of tomorrow, from the words of yesterday. Live and learn.
you beg or if you borrow, you may never find your way. Whoa, 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 yeah. There's that face searching far, so far and wide. There's that place where you dream you'd never find. Hold on to what if, hold on to what if. Hanging on the edge of tomorrow,
live and learn.
From the words of yesterday,
live and
learn. If you beg or if you borrow,
live and learn.
You may never find your way. Hanging on the edge of tomorrow, from the works of yesterday.
Live and
learn. If you beg or if you borrow,
live and learn.
You may never find your way. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So if you think that was the best, feel free to get your vote in when the poll up. Poll goes up for Ram the Dragon. So, the last one, and the one that's got plugged the most thanks to his radio show. In fact, he's been a bit naughty in plugging it so much, and he might get penalised.
Penalised!
But again, probably it won't be. It's the ubiquitous T-Bird, Thelonious Bird, Esquire. The Great White Northern T-Bird, as he is now known, thanks to Sven and Rory. And he's here with his hat to give you a nice choral version of I Am the T-Bird, which is obviously a version of I Am the Eggman. Now, bearing in mind that I did see this version earlier in the year, which was I Was the Eggman, that parody song, it's interesting to note how many items from that was only featured in I Am He Was the Eggman featured in this song. In fact, if you look, he puts the laugh on at the end. He's taking the mickey out of me. That can't happen. He might have to be
penalised.
I'm just enjoying threatening him with penalisation now. This was the early favourite, at least the early favourite until Trippy and Digi came along, and couldn't be thought of, I think, as a joint favourite with them. So here it is. You've heard it probably a billion times already, thanks to him, and it's been played later today with both brothers Jocelyn's tracks, and that's it, really. Final All-Star. Here it is. T-Bird. I Am the T-Bird.
Woo, woo, yeah! Got pop, dip, 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 yeah, yeah. The story begins, but who's gonna win? Knowing the danger that lies within. And for the arc of genius at heart, wanting to unlock the mysteries of life, I am the Eggman. That's what I am the Eggman. I got the master plan, I am the Eggman. That's what I am the Eggman. I got the master plan. I'm plotting my schemes wherever I go. The perfect in every way. I'd love to destroy the blue one, you know. He's an obstacle.
circle that always gets in my way. I'm a slave to skin by my rules. I will conquer the world with my tools. All my machines are made for destruction. I will build my empire. I will succeed, and you will see that with my machines there is no retreat. I am the Eggman. That's what I am the Eggman. I got the master plan. I am the Eggman. That's what I am the Eggman. I got the master plan.
Behold, witness the awesome power of Demon. You fools really think you can defeat me? I'll give Dreadnought something to dread. It's dark skies ahead for that Aussie dark speed. There will only be an echo of a victory for Echo Hawk. Violet, she'll be black and blue once I'm done here. There will only be flames of disaster for you, Ram the Dragon. And that kitty cat Raw Eye Black, there's no landing on his feet after this. Yosh, get a load of this.
I am the enemy, I will succeed in my mission, yeah, I must bleed. My name is T, but don't forget my name. If you ask me again, I will tell you the same. I am the Eggman. That's what I am the Eggman. I got the master plan. I am the Eggman. That's what I am the Eggman. I got the master plan.
The master plan.
I am the Eggman.
Eggman.
Alright.
Eggman.
Alright.
Eggman. Eggman.
Yeah, you steal the laugh, why don't you?
Mr. Tough. The Milky Bar Kid is Adam Tough, and only the best is good enough. The creamiest merch, the whitest hat. The fact is, he's an... Yes, so, that's it. That's it, end of the series. Can't believe it. Yeah, no musical finale for me. If you remember last year, I did that ghastly version of... Do They Think It's Christmas, involving about a half dozen Sonic characters and me, and which I sung when I literally had no voice, and it shows. There's no vocal finale this time round, mainly because I really can't be bothered. If you wanted, maybe next year we can get somebody, maybe Elspeth can come in and sing some kind of song. Elspeth hasn't sung a song yet. Which actually is the case. We've had
Charmy. Oh no, Charmy is here. We had Charmy's sung a song, which was of course what was it? Oh, Charmy Got Back, wasn't it? And then we've Vector's sung a version of Coldplay's song. Oh, that was it. Fix You. Vector sung a version of Fix You. Maybe next year, Espio can sing something.
That really depends on you. If you have any decent suggestions, send them to archangeluk@hotmail.com. It would be RadioRedux@sonicrex.com, but unfortunately, due to this whole migration issue, all our emails are down at the moment. So send something to archangeluk@hotmail.com as a suggestion, and maybe if it's good enough, I will appear and sing it for you.
And that's Last of the Chaotix for this year. My goal for next year is to finally finish Chaotix X Episode 5, which you've actually been waiting for over a year now. It's over 1.5 years, but I haven't bothered to tell you that. That's my goal for next year, is just to do this one episode of Chaotix X. The script was started, honest, script is started. It's a question of getting things round, and then we can get back
to Charmy and Agent Tangerine and their things. I am sure Agent Tangerine has many things in store for the Team Chaotix at the what was his casino thing called? Oh, the Moulin Tangerine, that was it. The Moulin Tangerine. And he's a rather odd voice that he has stolen from a movie star from the 50s. Who shall remain nameless unless you have seen a recent horror version of a Warner Brothers cartoon. Yes. That's something to happen next year. There's all sorts of other things going on. Radio Redux will be back in its proper format in, let's say, end of January for Series 3. 2008 series, or 2008 season, or 2008... if you're from Mars. So, that's when that's happening. We will then have the result show. Guesting with me on that will be Demix and Disco Ponies. Disco Ponies gets his Christmas wish that he finally appears on a Radio Redux show. They'll be issuing me with MP3s of their judgments for each of the All-Star for each of the tracks concerned. So it's going to be a long show, this results show. All those I will have to spend an absolute eternity later on updating the Radio Redux stat pod with all the entries, because obviously you'll have all have been featured vocally on the show, so that means I'm going to have to completely rework that table. Oh my god. Other than that, and of course, if you're interested in doing some, really, really nice artwork that can be used on the Radio Redux 2008 album sleeve, please let me know at the same address, archngk@hotmail.com. A very Merry Christmas from myself, from everyone at Sega Europe as well. They specifically asked me to pass that on to you. They didn't really, but I'm with them in spirit. And, wow, this is it, man. 2007, gone, done, dusted. 15 shows across, what would that be, 11 months? God knows how many hours of broadcasting. There are plans afoot next year, should I move out of this house, that we'll be doing a weekly live cast. We'll see what happens regarding that. I don't like the fact that the likes of
Tea Time and Sonic Hour are getting so ahead in show numbers.
So something will occur with that. There'll be more music next year, and don't forget, you've got things like, if you're sending questions for Q&A UK, there wasn't a Q&A UK this time round for this show, which is unfortunate. The Magnificent Seven will return. If I can be bothered, the 6 Degrees of Separation will return. Chaotix X may return. In the meantime, of course, look out for Slick Style and the Sonic Billboard Countdown shows. Those will be occurring. There'll be a Christmas one, no doubt, and a New Year one, January time one as well. Make sure you go to SonicStyle/Billboard in order to vote for your favourite Sonic tracks of the moment, and those will then, of course, appear on the top 20 countdown. And there's also the Retropolis for the more classic tunes too. You can shape the chart. So, right, we're coming up to 3 hours, 30 minutes, which I think is a fantastic time to stop. I have been Archangel UK. This has been Radio Redux. And I will see you next time in 2008. A Merry Christmas, everyone, and a Happy New Year.
Peace out, y'all.
ご機嫌いかがロミオ様 人はオールドタイプと言われてる黒い人形たちの恋